Mark and I are still at the Euston Tap, which is indeed a guardhouse at the entrance to Euston Station. Why they'd want to guard Euston Station, I have no idea.
No. But they now turn into a beer.
Sorry?
One into a beer pub and one into a cider pub. So, you know, they're making best use of the resources, I suppose.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
So we've been standing at the bar for the past week or so, but we've had a pint each. I had a porter, and you had.
I had a not a porter. It was a lighter beer.
He had a not a porter. Okay, I haven't heard of one of those.
Yeah, have you got one quid for that,
sir?
Sweet chili.
Food chili?
Yeah, guess what? Yeah, I'm going to forget, but.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can't say I've ever heard of chorizo crisps, but.
No, me neither. But, you know, free chili I have, so that's fine.
Yeah, fine. Is my beer here somewhere?
Yes. I'm just trying to work out which
one
it
there?
Is. White beer will be white, won't it? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That is fine.
Right, so I have a wheat beer here. You're not allowed to taste yours yet until we have to record it.
Right, okay.
Okay, so I'm going to do mine first because I've got it in my hand.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the smell is classic. Banana.
Right.
Proper wheat beer banana smell.
Right.
Do you smell?
Yep, definitely a banana smell.
Yep. Yep. Mm. Oh, that's really gorgeous.
Is it good?
Oh, that is really, really gorgeous. Creamy and banana-y. And that's proper wheat beer. I like that.
Good.
Okay, so what have you got?
I have a... Thornbridge St. Petersburg.
And that's quite strong, isn't it?
It is.
How much? What percentage was it?
7.1.
Okay. Smell?
Like manure.
Like manure?
In a good way.
Can I smell it, please?
Yes.
Oh goodness, it does as well. maybe silage rather than manure, but you know. It's...
I don't know what that says about Thornbridge views and Petersburg.
No.
Anyway.
So go for a taste then, Mark.
On the hatch, yeah. Oh, okay.
Is it okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
What's it like?
It was a very, very malty, but very strong alcoholic aftertaste.
Okay, could I have a sip?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got it. I'm going to hold my breath. It tastes like it smells.
That's hard. It's very malty.
It's got a sort of peculiar sort of diluted chocolate malt taste to it. It's sort of chocolate malt mixed with a bit of mug.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Not bad.
It does taste as though a cow has trodden it, though.
Not that far.
Do you not think there's something at the farmyard in it?
I think there's something of a methylated spirit. Right, it's very strong.
Do you want to taste my wheat beer?
Okay.
Sorry, what's gin?
It's pure banana milkshake.
Yeah, that's very good.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would argue that you probably came out of props in this.
You should have had a taster.
Oh well, this is more fun this way.
Right, where are the crisps in?
I'm sorry. There you go.
There, perfect, thank you. What make are they?
Pipers.
Pipers. Right.
Yes.
At the gates of somewhere.
Houston.
Piper's at the gates of Houston. I can't open the packet.
Are you?
There we go. I've opened it.
That's the only reason I gave them to you.
Because I did. Oh, well, I'll keep
I can't.
It. I'll keep them. Not bad.
Do you want ice and wine?
Anyway, cheers.
Yeah, indeed. Cheers.
Cheers. I'm going to drink my poo lager. Or poo beer.
Your poo beer.
I want to help you.
And we don't mean Winnie in this case.
Where is Hornbread?
Where is...
Thornbridge.
Thornbridge?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anywhere near 100 Acre Wood?
Well, the 100 Acre Wood is at, is in the...
yeah.
What's it, forest?
It's, Sussex, right?
Yeah, it's the... I can't think of the name of the forest. It's Hartfield. That's not the name of the forest, it's the name of the town.
Yeah. Is that the Poussix Bridge?
Yeah, Poussix Bridge. Yeah, I've been to the Poussix Bridge. I have played Poussix on the Poussix Bridge.
I play Poussix on better bridges. There was one out down in the West Country where the whole river went through the centre square and you could do Poussix all the way down.
That sounds quite fun.
I think my sister won. Places they use one most of childhood sport games.
Just an idea, we don't have to go for it, but how about poo sticks with your sticks? From you throw them in at Lambeth Bridge, and the first one to get to Tower Bridge wins.
Number 15.
I don't see why not. Should we make it interesting? Should we do on boat race day and do a potty bed?
Yes.
Which poo stick gets hit first by a crew?
Yes. And which person gets arrested first?
Oh, that's fine. The president's been set now. Actually, he got quite long to be sentenced, didn't he?
Did he get sent to prison?
Didn't he?
I can't remember.
I seem to remember thinking, the guy's an idiot, but he probably doesn't deserve that.
They did have to make an example out of him, though, didn't they?
The Chiron and the
other. Yeah, but...
he was banned from going anywhere near any Olympic event over the whole summer.
Fair enough.
Which would have been fine, were it not for the fact that he lived in East London. So I'm not quite sure what he did. I think maybe he couldn't leave his house.
Well, yeah, but anywhere in London is quite difficult, isn't it?
True.
Especially if you have an inclusion zone, you know. Well, that means I can't get to Victoria or Waterloo or any of the main road stations.
Yes.
How am I meant to get out of London?
That's the point.
Tell you what, there was somebody who has technically got a master's degree. Did devaluate someone.
He's got a master's degree. In what? And where from?
Some kind of class consciousness type thing. I don't know why.
Right. Where from?
He was doing one, or you know, he's doing postgrad on kind of class consciousness. He obviously had a bone to pick.
Oxford,
which he called an elitist, and you know.
I presume he was an Oxford reject, was he?
He tried to be. But you know, most of us Oxford rejects don't actually want to sing both.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, you could have beat, if you'd been the one trying to do it, you could have beaten them to the finish.
Well, I could if I took one of their oars with me, yeah.
I don't know, you know, swimming on a slack tide in the Thames, I think you could have...
I'm not sure I'd beat a boat.
Do you think you'd beat a boat?
I think you might have a slightly good a good opinion of my swimming, which is not...
Well, your swimming quick, it's definitely faster than mine.
My swimming isn't slow. I don't think it's fast enough to beat up a boat of eight burly men rowing.
You mean one burly man swimming? Oh, sorry, one not so burly man swimming.
Not really burly. Burly suggests kind of strength.
Muscle.
Flabby, I think. Alright,
so one swimming. Flabby man swimming. Wallowing.
Wallowing. I think, to be fair, I probably be picked up by the river police before I got to the village anyway.
We've just seen a man wandering through Hammersmith with his swimming trunks on.
We think he might be trying to drop the boat wreck. We're not quite sure why.
We think he's got swimming trunks on, but his stomach's hanging down so far over that we can't tell.
Okay, just to clarify to listen, my stomach doesn't hang down that far. Hang down slightly.
No, it doesn't hang down that far. He's wearing a corset.
That's also true. I'm not that bad. And you know, I used to be rather good at swimming.
You used to be what, say?
Rather good at swimming at one point.
Yeah, he was the universal champion of all swimmers.
Yeah.
For people who were aged 15 and a half with slightly forgetful minds and no wallet.
That's not fair. I think I've got my mind is perfectly good. I don't forget things. I just lose.
You don't forget
things.
You forgot your wallet.
I didn't forget it. I just thought it was somewhere else and it actually was. It wasn't like, oh, I got to take my wallet, oh, I left it. It was like, oh, I believe I got my wallet, where the fuck is it? There's a difference.
Language, Mark.
Sorry.
You're on audio break.
Yeah, and I just love my work.
And you haven't called the police yet.
Why would I call the police?
To say that you've lost your freedom pass and you've lost an important document.
I think you're overstating the importance of the document. Especially since I am going to get another copy of said important document on Monday anyway.
But the fact that somebody could take said important document, break into said important building.
How are they going to break in?
How? Are they going to show the pass? And they're going to say,
"That's my picture."
I don't suppose security ever look at the picture.
I think they might look when they're like, "Well, we know that pass. Come through every day. We know him."
Or maybe they'll just find somebody who looks like you. As funny as that sounds.
I think I could then justifiably claim that security aren't doing their job.
But what I'm trying to argue is basically, you know, technicalities aside, this could bring down the country.
I like the fact you've got all your caveats in technicality aside. Technicality being it couldn't bring down the country. Aside from that, yes, it could bring down the country. Considering I haven't had a bowling ball.
I haven't had a bath for about three
months of all now, and they've just lurked and people let me in. I wouldn't worry about it.
I think you should keep going, actually. See how long you can get into the building without having it.
Well, like I said, they know my pass doesn't work, but they let me through anyway. That's my point. Yes, anybody...
Anybody, if they find somebody who looks like you to use this pass, they won't actually need to use the pass. They'll just be let in.
Yeah, if they look exactly like me, something.
Well, everybody's meant to have a doppelganger, aren't they?
I haven't yet to meet mine. I like you. It's going to be like, what are the odds?
I would be slightly scared, I think.
I mean, the people I used to work with...
Although I have to say, Vance virtually attacks every person with cerebral palsy he ever sees.
Did he see many?
Well, it's occasional.
One in 150 on him.
One in 150? Oh, that's quite common, isn't it?
Yes. It's a very broad term. I think even broader you count people who are allowed to play cerebral palsy football.
Say that again, sorry?
I think it's even broader when you count people who are allowed to play cerebral palsy football. Great.
Indeed.
With the greatest win in the world. Yeah.
They were at a very mild end of the spectrum, weren't they?
But one of them
they had seen the spectrum once, but they decided not to go near
it. One of them seemed to have a car crash, which, yes, he was both Chris and I were both of you there.
He had a car crash which caused cerebral palsy.
Well, that was where I was stuck. And a car crash, and they're like, yeah. So we had a car crash, and that's how we got the saving. I'm like, I wasn't aware that's how it worked. I mean, my medical knowledge isn't great, but as far as I knew, unless you have brain damage as a result of a bus crash and then caused, I suppose you could do it that way, but yeah, it just seems a bit odd. Hilariously, it did actually seem to be a lot of hemiplegic playing fullbacks.
Sorry, I didn't understand that sentence. Fullbacks.
Fullbacks being a... So, in a football team, you've got people who play on the wing, who play on either side, and then behind the wingers, in defence, you have fullbacks.
Right, okay.
So,
are they just in case the wingers miss it?
Yeah, because that's how football works.
Well, I don't know how football works.
Because the other side have wingers, and somebody's got to stop the other side wingers from getting good ball into the striker, basically.
It'd make far more sense if you just did away with all the wingers and the fullbacks and the strikers, and you just had two goalkeepers.
No, it wouldn't make any sense, because the ball would sit in the middle of the field not doing anything.
But they could just kick it at each other.
Well, they have to have a pretty good kick. They have to have a pretty big boot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it has happened. The goalkeeper has scored his goal kick. But it usually happens
when... What's the rest of the team doing? Were they having lunch?
Well, it usually happens when they get a very fortuitous bounce and takes it over the goalkeeper at the other end.
Right.
And it doesn't happen very often.
I can imagine.
So my point is that... Fullbacks, obviously, because they're bounded by the sideline on one side,
right,
technically only need to be able to keep the ball with one side of that one foot.
Right.
So there's always a bit of a joke in football that, you know, half of our good fullbacks should never play a ball, you know, only have one foot anyway. And so ball in football seem to have taken that to the next level. Like Stuart Pearce, have you heard of Stuart Pearce?
Yes.
Right, he was a fullback, and he was known as having an absolute cannon of left foot.
Yeah.
And no right foot at all.
Basically. So what happens if they put him on the other side?
They didn't.
So you can be a successful professional footballer. Well, I presume he's a successful professional footballer. I've heard his name before. By being able to stand on one side of a football pitch and kick a ball...
I think he could stand on the other side.
And kick a ball with one of your feet.
Yeah.
I could do that.
You've heard of Diego Maradona?
He's Brazilian.
He's known as possibly one of the two best footballers in the world. Never touched the ball with his wrong foot. I think he was right footed.
Right.
Never touched the ball with his left foot.
Yeah. Was he allergic?
No, he just didn't have the... He was right-footed and never had the control of his left, and he went his way.
Well, I think he should be sacked, quite frankly.
Right.
I wouldn't accept footballers that couldn't kick it with both feet.
So the cocaine is fine, but the fact that he couldn't kick it with both feet is
No, I'm not saying the cocaine's fine, that's just an aggravating factor.
What, aggravated by the fact that he could only use one foot, or...?
No, aggravated the fact that he could only use one foot.
Okay.
No, I would have sacked him. Yeah, you see, now, I don't understand why they don't make me manager of, you know, England or something.
Yeah.
See, I think I'd do a good job of this. People like him, you know, whatever his name was.
Maradona,
yeah.
Why don't know?
He wouldn't stand a chance in my team.
Right, good. Well, he's probably cooked out of his head now anyway, so he'll probably alright.
I was rather disappointed they didn't come knocking on my door when they were looking for a manager last time.
Well, yes. I told you about my hairdresser that you supply for every job, football job going.
Really?
His whole niche was there with the football hairdressers. It was called Turnstiles.
Oh, that's right, good.
And they used to, you know, dress up in football kit, whatever.
Yeah.
Charge exorbitant prices for haircuts. But they used to apply for every managerial position they used to apply for. And then they used to laminate the responses and put them on the wall.
That's brilliant. did he make it to interview stage on any of them?
Not as far as I know, no. Mainly because his CV seemed to be, well, I'd taken Brighton to the Champions League on Football Manager, so really, I think I'm perfect for a soap job.
Well, you see, I think I would be better than... I'd stand more of a chance, because I could say, I know nothing about football. I'm coming at this from a completely blank slate.
It's like every job you ever done when you come in and they're like, oh, we're so glad for perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody who's never done football before is the right person to manage England.
And probably will ask for less money. So we can be
able... Yeah, absolutely. So if you're listening, FA or whoever you are, I'm up for it.
It is the FA.
It is the FA, yeah. You only have to pay me what I'm earning now. I'm not after lots.
Which, for the FA's benefit, is something akin to about... Capello got over $1 million a year, so work that out. Well,
$4 million a year, I think. It's slightly less than that.
It's fairly...
Marginally.
You do quite well.
Yeah.
Financing
out of the field.
That's mine.
That's yours, yeah. I won't take yours. I don't want yours. Yours is manure.
Well, frankly, I mean, I think maybe
I'm underselling myself, actually.
I think you are.
I'll have 50% on top of what I'm earning now. You know, I don't know if it's greedy about this.
That's still... To the FA bosses who obviously listen to audiobooks.
I hope they do.
That's still a very good deal.
FA bosses, if you're listening...
Very, very, very good deal for you.
If you're listening, I'm the person you want.
Indeed.
I won't stand for any messing about in my team.
I can come in as your assistant. Being as a...
Yeah, but you know stuff about football. That's no good.
Yeah, but being as a... I don't want to be established that you are higher up in the hierarchy than me. I think it only is fitting to that.
That's true. Mark should be calling me sir. He keeps forgetting. I'll let him off for now.
Why my career isn't depressing the way I like? Not calling mother sir was always my problem.
Sorry?
Not calling mother sir was always my problem.
It is, yeah, definitely.
And Robin slagging
Just wait till you come for a job from me. Not that I have a team or anything, but just wait till you come for a job from me.
Okay, I still have my new shy of self-respect.
Sorry?
I still have my new shy of self-respect.
What, that you wouldn't apply for a job from me?
probably not at this precise moment in time. Give me a few years. Or you'd be banging your door down.
It's alright, I would take you on.
I'll do anything.
For a probationary period. Yeah.
I'm good at probation.
Don't let him out of your sight.
I pass it twice. because they oppose. When I return.
And that was just after they let him out of prison.
When I returned from the convent, they decided I was back on probation.
Did they really?
Which shocked my manager somewhat.
That's ridiculous.
When I say they decided, what happened was they had to reopen my human resources account.
Oh, I see.
It then triggered an email in 6 months to my then ex-manager, who was somewhat mute. And he said, I just got an email from HR saying I need to make a report on you regarding the death. Regarding Yeah, well, you don't.
Well, I hope you did the right thing and told him to turn you down.
Well, I asked him when I passed the audition in two bedroom style. And
did he think you had?
And he said definitely.
If only they told your next employer that.
Indeed. Well, I did.
I'm still recording, remember? So
I was working for them at the time.
Oh, of course. What did you want to do about dinner this evening? Did you have any plans, or do you want to go and find somewhere?
Go and find somewhere would be as good as any other I have.
I mean, King's Cross is probably not noted for its food establishments, but...
No.
But I can have a look. If I've got any battery left on my phone, I can look on the mobile food guide and see if I can find anything.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
Fine, I'll do that in a moment. I might not have wine at dinner though, because after having two beers of reasonable strength,
What are you calling reasonable strength?
Well, I know it's less than yours, but then
your first one was about 4%.
Was it really? No, it wasn't. It was a quarter. It's got to be more than that. And this one's about 7.
Yeah, I've done you down. That was 5.1.
And this one's about 7.
And what was you?
This is a wheat beer.
That's 5%.
5? No.
Mine is 7.
You're right. I thought yours was 10.
No. 7.4.
Okay, I can't do the maths. Should any maths be needed? Hello, big donkey. Oh. Vance likes the taste of sweet chili crisps on my hands.
Good. Well, they are nice.
They're good crisps. What made you say they were again?
Pipers. So
if
Pipers wanted to give us any money for...
Yes, Pipers. If you wish to send a really big... I would suggest maybe a shipping container full of crisps for the product placement.
Yeah.
You can send it to Robert Johnson, care of Richmond. They'll find the right person. Yeah. I'm well known. Robert Johnson with Great Big German Shepherd Guide Dog, care of Richmond. And for that, I will continue singing the praises of your crisps for another 30 seconds. They're really good. Sing.
They are very nice.
They're really nice crisps. No, quite seriously, they're very nice crisps. They've got a nice crunch to them. The flavouring tastes... very spicy, actually, for a sweet chilli.
And hey, it worked on YouTube, so I imagine that you'd be getting an email anytime now.
Are we getting a what?
You'll be getting an email anytime now. It works for those on YouTube.
Does it?
Apparently so.
Oh, right. What, if you say that something's really good?
Well, the amount of people who've been, like, I've been asked by egg company to, you know, they gave me free samples, so I'm wearing egg company, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's the next advertising craze.
Oh, I might write. Well, who should I write to? I think Harvey's Brewery, perhaps. That'd be quite good, wouldn't it? You know, you send me a keg, and I'll say how good you are.
Indeed, yeah.
Me a sellout,
Never. You were obviously only endorsing. Do you think, oh, actually good?
Of course, of course.
So maybe.
So if John Smith's are listening, stay away, unless you've got lots of money to give me. I won't accept beer in payment for John Smith, yeah, because it's vile.
Very, very sensitive. Yeah.
But if you've got money, then.
Or if your brother's listening.
If your brother. Indeed, yes. I'll pop round to Chandos to collect it.
Admittedly, the main selling point about your brother is that he's cheap, but he's also slightly nicer, so I'll give
him. Nicer isn't a word, Mark.
Nicer
is an evil
word.
Non-word.
That's a good word. In the dictionary and everything. It might not say much, but it is in the
room. Have you checked?
I'd be amazed if it wasn't. Nicer is a perfect good word.
Doesn't exist.
It does.
Rubbish.
Something can be nicer than something out there.
No. It can be better. Or it can be more nice, but nice isn't a good word. Nice isn't really a word anyway.
Nice is a horrible word, and nicer is no better, but.
No, nicer is nicer.
Is it nicer, yeah. Indeed. Had this argument with my line manager because I was fired, not this argument, but I was.
Okay, it looks perfect.
Talking about. I did. You asked me to comment on a certain piece of work, and I sent an email back saying mostly very annoying comments.
Well,
what does that mean? I said, well, mostly radical. I think you took it out of comment here. Like, yeah, you don't need a comment in there. And you know. So, I did this mainly because I know it doesn't change anything, but it's much easier than actually having to check it yourself.
Yeah.
And I believe, most of it I believe in this because they were in a hurry. So, you order posture I'm missing in it, and stuff like that. So, apparently now think that I'm like this don of grammatical thinking.
So I said again.
They now think I'm the oracle.
Well, you and Simon together.
Which I'm not. Oh, grammar. I'm bloody awful on grammar. So getting back to the next thing. Do I say more lengthy or lengthier? I'm like, ooh. What's the context? And he's like, well, I want to say this consultation, this period will be, surely longer will fit in that context. Yeah, it will, won't it?
Right, I think this audio view has come to its natural conclusion.
Fair enough. After my wonderfully geeky grammar.
Yes. If you need any grammar tuition,
not come to me.
Mark is not your person.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark and I may boo later, but I've only got 32% battery left, so I may not. But until the next time, we say
goodbye from him.
Goodbye from him. I was trying to think what Nicholas Parson says at the end of Just a Minute. Until the next time we play Just a Minute.
That doesn't really work in the context.
Well, no, it does. It's...
Yeah, it works within his context.
Yeah, and his context is odd.
It doesn't really work in this. We're not playing Just a Minute.
Yeah, alright. Bye for now.
Sorry, bye for now. Robert's had a bit to drink.
Robert's what?
Robert's had a bit to drink.
Only 2 pints.